Congratulations, you have survived performance nightmare. I started, right, so I had to start again. I didn't take my moment to thought because I opened my big mouth. No, I think my, I started out critical and you won me over and then you lost me again. That's kind of where I was. Like, I started out with like, he's inventing a story that's not really about him. He's telling a story, and I'm a big, like, sing what you know fan, just like writers should write what they know and like poets should, like, you know, get there. It's like you can't take it from outside experience. And so you were going to tell me a story based on the books, and I was wary of it, but your images were good and pulled me in. But then I don't know if it just, there was something about it then that got too many verses into it and followed I don't want to say an ordinary denouement, but followed through to a tragic ending, and then there we were. But I can't say more than that right now.
I would agree with that. I was very much with it for a while. Is the line two men got on? What is that line? Two men got on playing cards.
Playing cards.
That they can't get on a train if they are playing cards. I have a logical problem with that, but the energy of it I really liked. I would get out and play as much as I could because I think you've got really good raw, natural, kinetic force. And I would write. Was that based on an actual thing or is that a fable you constructed?
I was inspired by several sources, but mainly I made it up.
Because I like the twist that you give it. I feel at times the way the narrative unfolds is a little predictable, moving. It moves along in ways that further us to the twist at the end, you see. But, keep doing it, you know, and make sure the pegs are all the way in.
Well, I really dug that tone. I really loved the spirit of that song. I thought it was great. You really had me going. You did. As a songwriter, I would say a bridge would be helpful, perhaps.
Oh, good idea, yeah.
We had a lot of sort of the verse thing going there, and it was totally memorable. I can still hear it. It's ringing in my head. A bridge, you know, take some of those words and change the chords around or reconfigure your chords or something that is relative to those. And I loved your delivery, the raw. I totally believed you. I believed you. You could have been singing the phone book, and I would have believed you. Good energy.
I thought the other thing that was good is I thought for a minute we were starting out with the 18th retelling of the Robert Johnson story. And so that, you know, when you first hooked me was when I knew that, oh, okay, we're not doing that.
Thanks. Nathan Pirates. Michelle Nagy. Where is Michelle Nagy? Next up will be Marianne Taylor.
Hi, everybody.
Have we seen that guitar before?
Sure have.
Yeah, I thought so.
So I've only had, this is where I'm at in my career. I released my CD last September called Art Museum. I just started gigging. I'm a piano player, and I've had 3 months of guitar. But I'm a singer since I was 5, and I just have a lot of feeling. So here it goes. This is called Done That.